I've passed.
Marvellous. And a very good morning to one and all. Did you have a dreadful night? I had a nightmare from hell. I don't think really I can blame it on the cheese on toast for Sunday lunch. Should have been the baked beans, I suppose.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Traveling the train through.
Crosby, Stills and Nash in Marrakesh Express. I hope I find you well. I think it must have been something to do with the weather last night. You know, everybody seems to be wandering around with, you know, sort of as if their head's been blown off. All of a tiz was. But it's 6 minutes past six, and to be positive, I couldn't believe it when I looked at our running order. It's the 14th already. What has been happening? The Marrakesh Express. This I took this in. It was page 7 of the Times this morning. Just let me read it to you. The Balinese bomb. Car bomb yesterday. Your newspapers are just giving you a little warning that they don't make pleasant reading this morning, but this was basically a 400-mile round trip is better than living in London. And if you saw the Sunday newspapers, you probably will know there's been quite a lot about the traffic congestion. James it is, gets up at 5:15 each morning to travel 200 miles to work in London from his home in Doncaster, South Yorkshire. He watches DVDs on his laptop to pass the time on the train. He recognises several people who make the same journey, but he doesn't talk to them. All they do is moan about the journey, and I would find that too stressful, said Mr. James, who's 29. I learnt so much from my old Auntie Mary. She was no blood relation, but she was my mother's godmother, and do you remember I used to talk about her? She was always ticking me off about my time checks.
I'll get you good. Oh, I'm gonna get you good.
And, of course, it made so much sense because she would say to my mother, would you tell Sarah, dear, that if you're partially sighted, and in my case I'm very nearly totally blind, if you say 20 to something, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And I think that makes a lot of sense. I always now say 10 past 7 or whatever it is. It's actually on the dot of 10 past 7. And in case you are befuddled, it's Monday the 14th. And I hope I find you well and you have a nice weekend. We had a lovely time at the Women of the Year lunch in the Midlands, which were grand. And I think they're doing the London one today because I think Paula Radcliffe, who, as I said earlier, needs to have a good old pat on the back. And I think she's getting some award. I heard on some rival radio station this morning. And what else did we do? Yeah, I'm still smelling of onions from my lamb stew. But other than that, not much else to report. Fred Clevett. Morning, Fred. Nice to hear from you. He says, he was emailed and said, let's face it, English is a crazy language. There's no egg in eggplant, nor there's ham in hamburger. Neither apple or pine in pineapple. I got my pineapple all down my front this morning and I threw it away because I just decided I don't like it anymore. Going back to the grapefruit. English muffins weren't invented in England or French fries in France. Sweetmeats are candles, while sweet breads, which aren't sweet or bread, are meat. We take English for granted, but if we explore its paradoxes, we find that quicksand can work slowly, boxing rings are square, and a guinea pig is neither from Guinea nor is it a pig. And why is it the writers write, but fingers don't fing, grocers don't gross, and hammers don't ham? It's so true, isn't it? I mean, how would you teach our language to a foreigner? If the plural of tooth is teeth, why isn't the plural of booth beeth? And so geese, goose, moose, meeses, etc., etc. The bandage was wound around the wound. This is why it's so damn hard to learn. The farm was used to produce produce. The dump was so full it had to refuse more refuse. It's absolutely right. The more you think about it, the more baffled one becomes. Right, this is the next one up, I think, jocks say. Fleetwood Mac. And then after that, we're going to have the English version of A Goddess Convoy. Ah, the old Fleetwood Mackingtons. And it's 7:15. It's still pitch dark. got a spare 235 quid. I'm not going to believe this. I have a male to thank for this. But if you're sticking your foot in a tight, even as we speak, or a pop sock, the latest line in tights won't lift your bottom, shape your tummy, lengthen your legs, but they will, however, cost you £235. Not me, sunshine. The best sales line Chanel can come up with is that if you feel a bit special in their new cashmere and silk legwear, the fact that a perfectly serviceable pair of tights can be picked up elsewhere from around £3 has not dissuaded the company a bit. We carried a line of beige tights with the Chanel logo on 2 winters ago for £50. We couldn't stock enough of them, said Lucy Shaw. Probably doesn't talk like that at all. Assistant manager of the Bond Street store. Oh, she probably does. But I must admit, we haven't had anyone inquiring about the new ones yet. The tights, just so that you know it, are opaque black and embossed with a flower pattern, and they're part of the fashion house's autumn-winter collection. Chanel declined to reveal how and where the tights are made, but how many pairs have been made or how many have been sold. Gasps of astonishment from industry experts yesterday. £235? I was going to say your head examined. You need something else examined, I think. Right. Eleanor says, last week, one of your listeners suggested C.W. McCall's record Convoy for the Love Hate slot. How about playing Laurie Lingo and the Dipstick version, Convoy GB, Dave Lee Travis and Paul Burnett? That'll give us a laugh while in our own convoy going to work in Liverpool. Many thanks, Eleanor McCall. And also, once again, I had to email to thank you for Frankie Howard's Three Little Fishes. Transported me back over 35 years, says Lynn from North Wales. Is that Miss Bowles? When I was a little girl, sitting at the breakfast table, the aroma of eggs and bacon in the air and Ed Stewpot's Junior Choice on the radio. Those were the days Sparky's Magic Piano, The Runaway Train, Paddy McGinty's Motor Car, The Lost Chord. P.S. Did you ever play my personal Love to Hate? Sing Something Simple by the Cliff Adams. Lynn, wash your mouth out and stand by. We got us a convoy.
It was a foggy day on the 6th of May in a scammel hauling bricks. It was just cracking dawn and I started to yawn because I couldn't find any nice chicks. I tried Newport, Bagnall, Tollington and even Wofford Gap.
Tottington!
But after so many eggs, chips, sausage and beans, what I really need...